From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A judge Tuesday reversed his own decision related to the Raymond Christie animal abuse case. Hundreds of rotting cow carcasses were found on Christie's Arcata Ranch when it was raided in March. The judge initially agreed with defense lawyers that the DA's written complaint did not specify charges of dumping dead animals near state water were crimes. After doing research, the judge now says the DA's complaint is adequate. The 54-year-old Christie has not yet been arraigned on the crimes against him, but is scheduled to be October 11th. A $200,000 arrest warrant has been issued for an Arcata businessman and accused drug dealer who did not show up in court. Ariel Arguelles Sosa was due for a hearing to determine whether he used drug proceed money to pay $500,000 in bail. Several ounces each of methamphetamine and heroin were also confiscated during an August 30th raid of Sosa's home, along with $65,000 in cash. A felony hit and run early Tuesday is under investigation. Eureka police went to the 1700 block of 4th Street at about 12:30 a.m. for a report of a vehicle versus pedestrian hit and run traffic collision. When officers got to the scene, they found the pedestrian in the roadway suffering from major injuries. The pedestrian was transported from the scene to the hospital for treatment. The suspect vehicle, described as a black two-door coupe, it was last seen traveling westbound on 4th Street from the vicinity of R Street. The Eureka Police Department asking anyone that may have witnessed the collision or who may have surveillance footage of the collision or the suspect vehicle leaving the vicinity to contact Detective Corey Watson. That number is 441-4032 or Eureka PD 441-4060. Humboldt State University Police Department advising the campus community to be on the alert for a suspicious individual. In May, 22-year-old Jesus Alonso, who is not an HSU student, was suspected of being involved in an armed robbery during an illegal drug sale on campus. A criminal investigation by university police was conducted and forwarded to the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office for review. However, criminal charges against Alonso were not filed, based primarily on a lack of admissible evidence. Last seen on campus Saturday night, he was asked to leave and has been warned that he is not allowed on campus. Alonso may also be armed with and is known to carry a rifle underneath an outer garment or in a bag. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.